Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai Pesach Vansir, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Yosef Ben Meir, and Hadassa Bat Yitzchak. We're going to speak about two subjects on this program this week, two essential subjects. The first is going to be about how Jewish children in Israel are being tortured by the Israeli equivalent of the FBI. The Shabak is the Israeli equivalent of the FBI, and the Shabak is torturing Jewish children to get information about Jewish heroes, and we'll explain the whole situation. It's an absolute scandal, disgusting situation. And the second subject we want to speak about once again, as we do almost every week, is Ted Cruz, the Republican presidential nomination, what's the latest, and a little bit about our strategy, how we're going to go into this, what the dynamics of our campaign, of the JTF campaign for Ted Cruz, will look like. We want to go into a little more detail with our great JTF members, because all of you, hopefully, will be joining with us and participating with us in this campaign. But first, this week it came out that as part of their attempt to smear Jewish heroes, the ruling establishment in Israel, the defense minister, Moshe Yaalon, the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, the partners in his government, Naftali Bennett, Ayelet Shaked, and other terrible people who call themselves right-wing, but who are anything but right-wing, who are not patriotic Jews, who are not right-wing Jews, who are not loyal to the Jewish people, who are total opportunists and frauds. All of them have been directing the Shabak, the Israeli equivalent to the FBI, really the Israeli KGB, to be more accurate, to go after Jewish heroes and arrest Jewish heroes. Why? Because they're arresting Arab terrorists. Arab terrorists every day are stabbing Jews, murdering Jews, running Jews over, committing the worst atrocities, just slaughtering Jews all over Israel. And so they have to arrest Arab terrorists. They have to do that because the public demands some action, at least, because this is insane what's going on. It's unbelievable, the level of murder and stabbing and running people over and just what's going, the chaos, the anarchy, the atrocities that are taking place in Israel, while the Israeli government and the Israeli establishment continue to feed and support the Arab population in Israel that is hostile to the Jews, that hates the Jews and wants to destroy Israel. So they have to arrest Arab terrorists to show how even-handed, how fair, how impartial, how objective they are. These self-hating Jews who run the state of Israel are also trying to find Jews that they could arrest. So they say, you see, we're arresting Jews too. They're trying to find Jewish heroes to smear them, to frame them, to claim that they've committed illegal activities, which in almost all cases they haven't committed. The vast majority of cases they haven't. And so as part of this effort, they've been arresting Jewish children, underage Jewish children, minors. And they've been torturing these Jewish children. These are brave, wonderful Jewish kids, religious Jewish children, who live in the frontier areas of Judea and Samaria, Yehuda v'Shomron. They love the Jewish people. They love the land of Israel. They are fiercely loyal to their people, to their land, to their Bible, to their God. These are wonderful kids, the most beautiful people you would ever meet. The kids that any true parent would dream of having. Wonderful, magnificent young Jews. And the Shabak arrests these kids, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, and torture them. And when I say torture, I mean torture, okay? When you kick a male in the scrotum and try to do damage to his genitals, that is torture. I mean, that is real hardcore torture. And that's some of what the Shabak have been doing to these kids. They're just minors, they're just kids. They would never, never do this to Arab kids. Even though Arab kids are terrorists and murderers, Arab kids have been involved in terrorism, have been involved in murder, have been involved in the worst crimes and atrocities against the Jewish people, the cruelest crimes and atrocities, and yet they would never dare do this to Arab kids or to Muslim kids. But to Jewish kids, they are They are literally physically attacking them, abusing them, beating them, and torturing them. And you have Israeli politicians and the self-hating Judenrat Israeli news media saying, oh, this is wonderful, you have to do this, this is what we have to do, it's necessary for national security. National security? Attacking Jewish kids who love the state of Israel and the Jewish people? That's helping national security? That's the worst thing you could do for national security. God will punish Israel and the Jewish people if this is tolerated. This is the worst thing you could do. This will bring a nightmare upon the Jewish people. This is a national crime against the Jewish people. And God is watching. Any animal that puts his hand on these Jewish kids will have no place in the next world, no place in the world to come, and will be punished brutally and severely. And those beasts in Israeli politics, like Naftali Bennett, Ayelet Shaked, the so-called rabbis, these whoring so-called rabbis who are not real rabbis, who make statements saying that they agree with this torture, that they have confidence in the Shabak agents who are committing this torture. All of these beasts that have been involved in this, God will punish you in the next world and on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment. Make no mistake about it. Your day is coming, you rotten rats, you lowlife rats. Now, JTF is proud to offer financial support to the families of Jewish prisoners, to offer support in other ways. Sometimes we support them with legal expenses, sometimes we support them because they can't support their families. Some of them have wives and children already. I mean, you have people arrested, not the kids, but you have people arrested who are in their early 20s, for instance, and who have already have wives and children. They marry young in Judea and Samaria. In Judea and Samaria, the Jews in Judea and Samaria, Baruch Hashem, thank God, have a higher birth rate than the Muslims. They have one of the highest birth rates in the world, the Jews, the Jewish heroes of Judea and Samaria, the 350,000 Jews in Judea and Samaria. And they have a very high birth rate, very high natural birth rate. Some of them have, I know some of them who have 14, 15 kids. I know some of them who are my age, I'm 59 years old, I know some of them who are my age who have 14, 15 kids and already have like 20 grandkids. Baruch Hashem, thank God. Anyway, these are the heroes, these are the most wonderful Jews, and these are the people that the Netanyahu, Ya'alon, Lieberman, Bennett, Shaked politicians of Israel go after, and that the Shabak has gone after. And so I want you to know, yes, it's controversial. Yes, there are people who say we shouldn't be supporting these Jewish kids, and we shouldn't be supporting Jewish dissidents that are under attack. We're going to support them. When you back JTF, you're backing these Jewish dissidents, and you're backing Jewish kids and their families, and we stand with those Jewish kids and their families. And so I just wanted you to know the latest that's going on. We're not going to be silent. We're not going to be silent. And neither should you be. Every Jew and every righteous Gentile has an obligation to speak out, has an obligation to take the side of the righteous and the just, has an obligation to fight for righteousness and justice, has an obligation to fight against those who are cruel and evil and who are doing terrible things to the Jewish people. You have an obligation to do that. It's our moral obligation. It's our godly obligation. God will hold us accountable if we don't speak out. And in JTF, when you're active in JTF, when you help JTF, when you work with JTF, that's one of the things that you are assisting with. And we're proud of it. We're proud of it. And to the so-called rabbis, like Shlomo Riskin and the other so-called rabbis who issue statements saying that they agree with what the Shabak is doing, it should happen to them and all the people who agree with them seven times over. Seven times over on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment. Shem Reshaim Yirkav, may the name of the wicked rot. And make no mistake about it, these wonderful Jewish heroes someday will be the rulers of Israel. Someday that will happen. I don't know if I'll live to see it. But someday, these wonderful Jews, these Jewish heroes, who truly love the land, who are the true patriots, who are the true faithful Jews, who are the true leaders, they will someday be the rulers of Israel. Make no mistake about it. That will happen someday. Again, I don't know if it'll happen in my lifetime or in your lifetime. It may take a long time, I don't know. But someday that will happen. And all the evil people that have done all these evil things will pay the price, as they should, for the crimes they've committed against the Jewish people. It's because of them that Jews are stabbed and murdered. It's because of them. It's because of the rulers of Israel that we have the terrible situation we have now, security-wise and spiritually and in every other way. Israel's in danger because of these evil rulers in Israel. So, I just wanted you to know, we're doing the best we can. Now, there are people in Israel also who are helping out. There are people in Israel helping out. There have been demonstrations all over Israel. They're setting up tables and on street corners in Israel, the hilltop youth. They're bravely protesting this in cities throughout Israel. Many average Israelis don't agree. Many average Israelis do not agree with what they're doing to these kids and with what they're doing to Jewish heroes. So there are protests going on. There are groups in Israel that are supporting them. There are groups that are doing things. In America, I don't know of anyone else in America other than JTF that's actually directly sending money and supporting these people. I don't know. I hope there are. If there are any, please let me know. Someone should let me know because we will certainly applaud them on this program. As far as I know, there are groups in Israel that are doing it. In America, as far as I know, I don't know of anyone other than JTF who's involved in actually helping these people. But we're proud to be helping in our own way. We're doing the best we can, helping in our own way. And when you help JTF, you're helping with this cause as well. And by the way, the things that the Shabak and that the Israeli government is doing to these Jewish heroes and Jewish dissidents would be utterly illegal in the United States. In the United States, every single animal that has put their hands on these Jewish kids, they would be in prison. They would be the ones in trouble in the United States or in a civilized, in a country where you have some measure of civilized behavior. Anyway, so what we're doing is we're basically standing up for the standards of civilized behavior, in addition to the fact that, of course, it's completely against the Torah, completely against Judaism to do what they're doing, completely, and anyone who dares support this evil behavior will be severely punished. The second subject I want to speak about, of course, is Ted Cruz. I don't know what's going to happen. It's very unpredictable. Ted Cruz is in a real struggle with Donald Trump in the first state in Iowa, in the Iowa caucuses, which are going to be held on February 1st. We hope and pray that Ted Cruz can win. He has to win Iowa. He really has to win Iowa. He has a great organization on the ground in Iowa. 5 out of the 7 latest polls out of Iowa showed Ted Cruz in the lead. But we don't know, because we don't know what's going to happen, because lately Trump, the media is backing Trump by giving him massive wall-to-wall publicity. So we don't know if Cruz can overcome that in the end. So I don't know what's going to be. If Cruz wins in Iowa, the very first contest, the very first state to vote, that can give him momentum. Who knows? Maybe he can take off. It's also possible, God forbid, that he wins in Iowa, and then that's the last state that he could win in because Trump is ahead everywhere else. That's also possible. God forbid, we hope that doesn't happen. We hope that Cruz can overtake Trump. I think it's possible it can happen. We don't know yet. We don't know yet. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to begin a campaign of doing everything we can to publicize and push Cruz's candidacy more than ever. It's going to be heavily intensified now because we only have a month to go now till the Iowa caucuses. Now we got to really intensively get on that Facebook, YouTube, everywhere else. We're going to be appealing to the voters in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, the first 4 contests, and then the voters in the states are going to be following up on March 1st, where a number of states are going to vote on one day on March 1st. So we're going to begin an intensive campaign now to help Cruz. We'll do whatever we can to help him. His people in his campaign, you know, we speak to people in his campaign. His people in his campaign, in Cruz's campaign, feel that they feel good about Iowa, but I don't know. I don't know. The Trump people are confident about Iowa, too. I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think, I'm going to be honest with you, and this does not mean it's hopeless by any means, but I'll be honest with you. I've told you from the beginning, the odds are against us. I still think the odds are against us. You can see the national polls. you can see that Trump still has a big lead in the national polls, still commands massive attention from the media that cooperates with him and gives him massive coverage. So, I mean, the media, the left-wing media, wants Trump to win the Republican nomination because they know he would be defeated by Hillary Clinton in November in the general election. So because of that relationship between Trump and the news media, where they give him wall-to-wall coverage and treat him like he's already the Republican nominee, Trump has a big advantage. Whether Cruz can overcome that or not, I really don't know. We have two more debates coming up. Before Iowa, I don't know what's going to be. We got to do everything we can. We got to try the best we can. It's uphill. We're fighting uphill. The odds are against us. The odds are against us. I mean, Trump is ahead in the national polls. So the odds are against us, but Cruz, you've seen, I'm sure those of you that are following this have seen that Cruz is gaining. I mean, he's gaining. He's gaining support all the time. So he's moving up. Can he move up fast enough? Can he sustain what he has in Iowa and win? And then if he wins Iowa, can he then take that to the other states and start winning in the other states with the any momentum that he achieves from an Iowa win? Those are all questions that we won't know until it actually happens. So, in the meantime, one thing's for sure, if we keep trying to fight for Cruz and strengthen Cruz and push the Cruz message, that certainly is good. That certainly can only help, and that's something that we should do. So, we're going to continue to be involved with that, and remember, those of you, those Jews who are watching this and support and Gentile supporters of Israel, remember, this is an issue that can involve and can affect the survival of millions of Israeli Jews, possibly. God forbid that it comes to that, but if Muslim Nazi terrorist Iran goes nuclear, and that sets off a nuclear arms race, and eventually those nuclear weapons, God forbid, are used against Israel, that could lead to the murder of hundreds of thousands of Jews, God forbid, or millions of Jews, God forbid. So this is an essential issue. Cruz is the only candidate that takes the really tough and good position on Iran and even on Israel and the other issues involving Israel, involving Judea, Samaria, and other issues. Cruz is the best we got in terms of candidates who have a chance of winning. He's the best we got. So this is really important for the survival of Israel. It's really important for those of you who understand the tremendous threat of a nuclear Iran and for the survival of America. Cruz would be the best president for the United States as well. No question, he would be the best president for the United States. So we got to give it all we got. We've got to fight. It's an uphill battle. The irrational behavior of the Trump followers should really be frightening to people. Because this is someone who all his life was a left-wing Democrat, and his supporters don't care. They don't care what he says. They don't care what he stands for. They don't care if he says things that are completely false, which he does over and over again. They don't care if he has no knowledge on the issues, which he does not. He's not knowledgeable about the issues. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. He didn't know what a nuclear triad is. He has no clue as to these issues. And for someone to become commander-in-chief on day one and not know anything, not even know how to begin when it comes to these issues, is very dangerous. And his followers don't care about that. They don't want to know. They don't care. And this really shows us, this reminds me, reminds all of us, what a dangerous situation we are in this country. How quickly things can deteriorate. How you can have a Hitler or a Mussolini-type candidate who can easily attract the support of tens of millions of Americans. And you won't be able to persuade them. They won't listen to reason, rhyme or reason. They'll go with the candidate. Oh, he's going to restore America. He's strong. They'll listen to empty slogans and demagoguery. And they won't be open to reasoning and common sense and logic. Very dangerous situation. Very dangerous situation. The whole Trump phenomenon should scare the hell out of Jews, especially. Because a Hitler-type figure, Trump has proven that a Hitler-type figure with dictatorial tendencies can also attract, if he gets enough publicity and gets the right circumstances, he can attract tens of millions of followers easily. Trump is already praising, for instance, Vladimir Putin, who is a murderous dictator who blew up apartment buildings in Moscow, slaughtered hundreds of his fellow Just ordinary Russian citizens blew them up and slaughtered them to justify the war in Chechnya. I mean, this is a guy, in other words, he planted the bombs and then said the Chechen terrorists did it. The Chechen terrorists didn't do it. His KGB agents were seen going into the basement placing the explosives by people. I mean, they did a clumsy job, but they slaughtered hundreds of people in apartment buildings in the middle of Moscow. In other words, what the 9/11 truthers say about what happened on 9/11 in America, which is nonsense. That is nonsense, of course. The Muslim terrorists carried out 9/11. Anyone who says otherwise is a liar or a fool. But in Russia, that really did happen. That really does happen in Russia. And Donald Trump loves Vladimir Putin. He thinks Vladimir Putin is a great example of a leader, and he sort of enjoys comparing himself to Vladimir Putin. And his followers think that's great, even though Vladimir Putin is anti-American, he's a mass murderer, completely immoral. He was a KGB communist agent all these years. He's helping to nuclearize Iran. He's endangering America's national security. Russia is a supporter of international terrorism. Russia is a supporter of Muslim terrorism. Despite all of this, his Trump supporters who said, make America great. Yeah, by supporting one of America's worst and most dangerous enemies? I mean, this is so irrational and so sick. And you can't reason with these people. With many of them, you can't reason with them. So it's very dangerous. Very dangerous phenomenon, the Trump phenomenon. So we're going to do our best to help Trump's main opponent. His main opponent clearly in the polls is Ted Cruz. We'll do our best. And let's hope that we can get him a victory in Iowa. Help us with our videos. Help us with our campaign. And we're going to try to think of other clever and imaginative ways to give Cruz a boost in these early states. If we come up with other imaginative ideas in upcoming weeks, of course, we're going to want you to help us all work together as a team in order to effectuate those ideas. Four things we need from you because we're fighting together as a team. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray that we succeed in doing what we're trying to do to save these Jewish kids from being tortured, to save the Jewish people in Israel from these horrible leaders that are leading Israel down the path to self-destruction, God forbid. Please pray for Israel, pray for the Jews, pray for JTF to succeed in what we're trying to do, in trying to wake people up as well. Please pray for us. Secondly, when you see us put up videos, promote those videos, Hebrew or English, promote them. We just put up another Hebrew video about the kids being tortured today. When you see Hebrew or English videos, promote those videos on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, on our main pages. Help us with that. That's the second thing. Third thing, become active on our main pages. It boosts us in the search engines. If you speak Hebrew, hayamin.org. Chashuv me'od liot pe'ilim be'atar ha'internet shel Tnuat Koach Mesima Yehudi. Very, very important to be active on the Hebrew page. I just told our Hebrew-speaking people. On the Hebrew page of the Jewish Task Force. Kal meod liot pe'ilim sham hayamin.org. Ze haketovet shelanu veshuv im atem tiyu pe'ilim sham atem tazru lanu b'mesima shelanu. And again, I'm just appealing to the Hebrew-speaking people to become active on the Hebrew main page, hayamin.org. If you don't speak Hebrew, then become active on the English page, jtf.org. Shlomo does fantastic articles. This past week, for several days, Shlomo did not have internet access, and we didn't have, and both of us were sort of out of it this past week, and for all types of circumstances that existed. So this was an unusual week where we didn't have much new material on the English main page. But we're back to normal again. Every day the page has brand new articles, very important information. Go to the page, become active on the page, jtf.org. And the fourth thing, last but not least, very, very important, we need your support. We need your support so we can send support to the Jewish heroes in Judea and Samaria. We need your support so that we can continue to try to wake the Jews of Israel up and to wake the American people up in time for the election so that we can help Ted Cruz We need your support. The stronger we are, the better it is for Israel, the better it is for the Cruz campaign, the better it is for all the subjects that we're speaking to you about. The stronger we are, the better it is. And obviously, every check, every money order, every cash donation sent to our post office box strengthens us. It's very, very important. In addition to that, of course, there are other people who, for convenience, would rather make the donation online with their credit card. There's no difference to us. If you want to do it with your credit card online, or if you want to do it through a check, money order, or cash donation sent to the post office box, it makes no difference whatsoever. It makes no difference whatsoever. If you want to do it with your credit card through the PayPal account online, you just go to you go to the Hebrew main page, hayamin.org, and on top, there's a donate button in English. It's the only, probably the only English thing, as far as I know of, it's the only English thing on the Hebrew page, if I'm recalling correctly, the only Hebrew word on the whole English page. But on top, a donate button in English, you click on the donate button in English, and in several minutes, you can very easily and conveniently help us. Together, let's fight as a team. We've got a tough fight ahead of us. We're fighting with the most wonderful, the most beautiful souls in the world, in Judea and Samaria, who are settling in the land of Israel, who are putting their freedom and their lives on the line because they believe in what God commands the Jewish people to do in the land of Israel, to settle the land and keep the land. They believe in that, and they're putting their lives and their freedom on the line. And we're fighting for them, we're standing behind them, and we're also fighting to give us some hope again against the nuclear Iran, for Israel, for America, by trying to elect Ted Cruz as president. If you agree with those goals, help us. Let's fight together as a team, and God willing, maybe, we'll be able to change history this year. Until next week, for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.